It's like, this guy's, he's not, he's just taking off and leaving my shit open. It's like, what a...
You're getting ghosted.
Yeah, I'm getting ghosted. That's the theme of the fucking episode. The fucking ghost episode. Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
God damn it, I'm getting ghosted by my insurance company.
Wow. He lowballs you and runs away.
This is the Rowdy Rouse and the Boys Podcast.
All right. Welcome to Rowdy Rouse and the Boys. Today is Sunday, July 18th, 2021. We got the boys, Mike and Lon, and we're joined today by Evan.
The man.
A round of applause for the man. He is scantily clad right now. Right across from me. This is going to be tough. I'm probably going to bring this up a few times.
I can put my sweater back on.
No, man, it's just going to be one of those my eyes are up here situations. So we're here, you know. We have a litany of topics. You know what? Let's just get this out of the way, because we've been saving this. Mount has been having this car issues. Why don't you just start from the beginning? You know, just kind of, you know, let's just talk about, like, first of all, it was a new truck, right? Fairly new truck.
Yeah, let's go. Let me play this out for you. Yeah. I bought this truck about 3 months ago or so, right? 3 months, right. I would say, about 3 months ago. And, you know, it's a great truck. It's the, you know, 15 Toyota Tacoma. It's manual. It's a beautiful piece of machinery. It has a nice, heavy-duty, off-roading bumper on it and everything. Well, I had to go on a long, extended work trip to Virginia. And as I'm driving back, I, you know, got in an accident. And so here I am in Virginia with this truck that I can't drive. And so I do the normal thing. I go through the insurance and boom, I get myself home. So fast forward to 4 months later and I still don't have my truck. The thing's totaled.
Wait, 4 months?
4 weeks.
4 weeks. Okay.
4 weeks.
4 weeks later. That didn't seem that long.
We got Mike on fact checks over here.
Mike's checking my sets of time because that is skewed.
He got a little lost in the hills of West Virginia.
He walked home from Virginia.
I walked home. Anyway, 4 weeks later, still don't have a truck. The thing is now totaled, and I'm trying to get this thing all sorted out, and they're still screwing me around. The latest news, which... we'll start from the end now and work our way back, is now the guy that's responsible for, you know, the insurance adjuster, is, like, on vacation. And he won't be back until the fucking 26th. So it's like... So first thing, you know, I get it taken to a shop, whatever. They assess it. They say it's, like, $3,500 worth of damage, no big deal. The bumper, this and that, blah, blah, blah. I go, you know, I'm like, all right, no big deal. It sits there for a week. And I call up. I'm like, what the hell? What's going on here? Why is my truck not moved? They're like, oh, you have to select where this thing goes. And I'm like, well, I don't know any shops in the area, so how can I tell you guys where to take this truck? He's like, well, you have to pick one. I can't pick one for you. I'm like, can you just, like, name three and then give me, like...
give me Yelp reviews?
Just, yeah, do something. Just say... just give me your... Just pick
but why
one.
Is it on what's you to, like, call this guy and tell him? Like, they should be like, hey... can you pick one of these shops? Like, why did a week go by before you found
out? Yeah, it's like...
you shouldn't have to call them.
Right, and I talk... So I call them, whatever. That's done. So it sits there for a week before it gets towed to the shop. It goes to the shop, and they're like, oh, yeah, well, we're really busy, so we're going to try and get it in. So then it sits there for another week, and then they finally look at it, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, what's going on here, you know? 3 weeks have gone by at this point, and I call up. Oh, I actually didn't call anybody. I'm just sitting there thinking my truck's being fixed at this shop, blah, blah, blah. Suddenly, I'm at work, and I get a call. Oh, we need you to sign a release to pick up your truck. I'm like, why are you picking up my truck? I don't know what's going on. I don't know anything about a release. I haven't heard from anybody, Geico, nobody. So I call up the shop, and they're like, oh, yeah, your truck has been totaled. And I'm like, what? You said there was only $3,000 worth of damage. Now there's over $25,000. So meanwhile, this truck has been totaled. I'm calling up Geico. I can't get a hold of a single person from Geico. I'm calling them for like a whole week. So now a whole other week has gone by. And I'm finally talking to somebody. And they're like, oh yeah, well, we're going to offer you $22,000 for the truck. And I'm like, the hell you are? Like, this, the truck itself is valued at $27,000. So here I am. They're now trying to screw me. My truck is still in Virginia, which I went down.
Today?
Yeah, as of today, the truck is still down in
Virginia. Wait, what did you do in Virginia?
Well, I wasn't going down to get the truck. I was going down to get everything out of my truck.
Okay.
So, like, I went down there. And that itself was a harrowing experience because it rained all 9 hours on this drive.
Oh,
all
yeah.
the way, all the way down and back, it rained.
Yeah, it was bad here.
Torrential downpours. I drove like 14 hours in pouring rain. We get down there, and it's just sitting there, and everybody's like, yeah, they're like, here's the keys. Go, you know, go do whatever you want. So I stripped the thing of anything, any little thing that wasn't part of the stock vehicle.
Gross.
I got my tools out. I got my tools out. I took off the fucking aftermarket bumper. I disconnected my winch. I look... You know, I pulled the whole thing off. I took the spare tire. That wasn't part of the truck when I bought it, so yeah. I'm going to sell that thing. And I had a whole bunch of other shit. The floor mats.
I got to get $5,000 out of this thing.
I took the floor mats out of it because they were nice WeatherTechs. And then it had like a thick rubber mat in the bed. When I bought it too, and I took that, took the tonneau cover, I took everything, you know, anything that I could take off with my wrench. I thought about just going in and stripping the car for parts too, but that was a little, it was. We're in Virginia. It was 100 degrees. I went down there with my girlfriend, and she just starts blacking out at some point. She was like, "I'm too hot. I have to go sit down." She's like, just totally wiped by the whole thing. Because we're lifting this big, heavy-ass bumper into my van. So we get that in there, and it was just a fucking nightmare of a time. And so I'm still wrestling with Geico about this. And I'm like, this truck's just going to sit at this dealership, and you guys are going to have to pay the storage fees. Like, I'm not dealing with this. I've been calling everybody and saying, like, hey, for the record, I'm not doing shit. So that's where I'm at. So fuck insurance. Evan knows insurance. He says fuck insurance.
I hate insurance.
It's the worst.
Health insurance, auto insurance, homeowners insurance, it's all a bunch of bullshit. They're not really trying to protect you. Their goal is just to take as much of your money as possible and fuck you over once you do file a claim. One way or another, they're going to fuck you over.
That was cathartic. And see, the thing is, I'm looking at this truck, and there's frame damage for sure, but it's absolutely fixable.
Moving forward, what's the plan? Do you want the truck back? Do you want to get
I'm not going to get it back. There's no way.
You don't want to bend the frame back
and do
all that?
There's too much. Well, they're not going to... In order for me to get it, I would have to buy it from auction.
Ah, okay.
Like, they're just giving it to an auction place who's going to auction it off, and they're just going to strip it for parts, honestly. It's not worth fixing to somebody else.
How much did you own on the loan?
Like $19,000. Actually, this might work out for me in the short term because I might make a little bit of money on it if they actually because the way the market is with vehicles right now, I might make a couple grand overall, you know, because it's worth a little bit more than it was when I bought it. But I'll have a little chunk of money from the settlement one way or the other, and now I won't have a car payment because I'm just trying to buy a house now. So it's it kind of comes out
of
the
wash.
Does
that throw a wrench into like the whole house buying thing? Because like you have to like prove all these assets and all this other shit. Like that's just like another like thing you got to deal with now. That's annoying.
No, everything's been checked already, so they don't care anymore.
That's in
it's
the
like
past
as
now.
Of as of then, and I let them know it's like, hey, you know, I might. Like, when is the down payment due? Because really all I have to worry about at this point is the down payment. And it's like, it's tight because I just spent some of my savings
on
a new car. But it wasn't part of the money that was associated with the house. It just put me too close to the edge of my savings, now it's just a little tight. But my parents said they can float me a little bit until I get that settlement, so.
I have a weird thing going on, too, because my last day of my last job is Friday, and my first day of the next job is Monday. So I'm not missing any time, but I'm going from weekly pay to biweekly pay.
Ooh,
so I'm going to go 3 weeks without a check, which is fine. I mean, I have savings, you know, but it's like I'm borrowing from myself, you know, and then all of a sudden I'm going to get a big chunk of money at, like, one time, a big chunk comparatively to what I was getting,
It's not even, like, biweekly pay, though. It's one of the things that I kind of don't like about this new place that we're both working at as of tomorrow.
Yeah, buddy, co-workers.
They pay you twice a month, but it's the 15th of the month,
and
the 30th of the last day is.
Yeah, so that was how my job
that's
is
how my mom's is, too.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's just so strange.
It'll still wind up being 3 weeks, because I'll be starting tomorrow, which is the 19th.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, I'll get like, you know, however many days pay. It'll be probably not a full 2 weeks pay, but on the 15th of next month. So,
anyways,
since we're on the subject of my new job, quitting my old job was a whole circumstance. So I've been working from home since March 2020. It is July, the year of our Lord 2021. some time has passed. A lot of the people I just haven't fucking seen in, you know, what is it, 17 months? I don't know. I'm not trying to math. It's after 5. So I put in my 2 weeks a couple weeks ago, like literally 2 weeks and a couple days ago. And it happened to be the day before the 4th of July. And so, like, nobody was in. And I had a half day that day. So I send an email, like, halfway through what was my day, but, like, my boss doesn't reply. I'm like, you know what? Whatever. It's the 4th of July, you know, fine. And I was like, oh, shit. I have the next week off. So, like, I had the half day, the week off, and then all of a sudden I'm coming back, and it's my final week, you know? So I'm like, all right, you know, maybe I'll pop on, you know, sometime in my off week and just see if there's an email in there. So I do. A couple times. Nothing. Nothing from the boss. Nothing. So now it's Monday, you know, the following week, and, you know, I'm logging in like, all right, maybe he's just waiting for me to come back to work, you know? I'm not supposed to be on the work PC when I'm not working anyways, you know? Nothing from the man. Nothing from the man. I'm freaking out internally. I'm like, oh my god, does he know? Did he just, like, I did only send one email, you know? Like, there's a chance that he just missed.
Right.
Like, missed, you know, the important email. And so, like, Tuesday's coming around, and I'm like, fuck, dude, I should remind this man. Like, I can't just, like, walk out on Friday and, like, just be done with it, you know? Like, as much as I want a Costanza in that way.
Sure you can.
I feel, though. I would like to. I definitely did some other Costanza-y things that I probably should not say on this podcast. So, like, you know, Tuesday comes around, and we have, like, a Tuesday meeting every day, every Tuesday. And so 1 minute before the meeting, he's like, do you care if I share the news with the team? And I was like, what news? What are you fucking talking about? I haven't spoken with you in 11 days. And he's like, oh, that you're leaving. And I was like, I didn't realize that you saw it. I was, like, spending the entire time freaking out. He's like, oh, I thought I replied. You know, there's an email on my drafts, whatever. I was like, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. I'm glad I'm leaving, you son of a bitch.
He left me on Reddit.
Yeah, he left me on. I got ghosted by my boss. My own boss of 4 years. And I'm just leaving, you know? Oh, my God. What a situation. What a situation. And then he wound up canceling the meeting, too. Like, he just didn't even make the announcement. I was just like, this is stupid. This is dumb. Yeah, I can't believe I got ghosted by my boss.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Left and red.
Yeah, it hurts. It hurts, you know? Cut me deep. So I got some other topics, unless anybody had...
No. I want to go back to the insurance thing real quick, because we were talking about this,
touch on the insurance.
Did you, like, gather what dealers were selling, like, similar trucks for and stuff like that, and submit it to your insurance, like, hey, this is how much you should pay me?
Yeah, I took a bunch of screenshots of, like, of listings of vehicles that were similar, you know, as close as I could find to my truck. You know, there were some that were exactly mine, but my truck was pretty rare.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, all other Tacomas of that year with that many miles, you know.
Same features.
Pretty much, yeah, all the same features. And even ones with less features were going for that, you know, were going for more than they were offering me, too. It's like, what did you do? Put in a base model vehicle?
So, like, did they say anything to you about that, or were they just like, oh, well, we were going to offer you 22 and then just left it at that? Like, how did that work out?
They didn't tell me what I was getting back at all. They were just going to cut the check to my bank, and I was going to get whatever was left.
Is that typically a negotiation, or
do they
just... I feel
like that's illegal.
So, like,
I received no correspondence until I called the guy.
Geico is the worst, and I have Geico.
Yeah.
So do I.
On Monday, tomorrow I'm going to call, and I'm going to be like, look, they gave me, like, a number to call for, like, the claims department. I'm like, look, I want to talk to whoever this guy's boss is. Like,
yeah, or, like, ask to have somebody else handle their claim.
Right. It's like, this guy's, he's just taking off and leaving my shit open. It's like, what a...
You're getting ghosted.
Yeah, I'm getting ghosted. That's the theme of the fucking episode. The fucking ghost episode. Yeah.
That's good.
God damn it, I'm getting ghosted by my insurance company.
He lowballs you and runs away.
I'm like, look,
sounds
fuck,
like that'd be like a pretty good Family Guy episode or something.
And they weren't even going to pay out for the broken bumper, which I think I can fix, so.
Nice.
You get to keep it either way, right?
I took it. It's mine. They're going to have to fucking wrestle me for it if they want it.
To drive to your house.
That's what I was all ready to wrestle some guy at the collision shop, too, because I figured I thought I had to sign something to
I
be able
like
to
you
get
don't
at my
wrestle
truck.
Those guys.
But they...
Those are working men.
I would fucking wrestle them, man.
Those are working men.
But they didn't even get... They're like, oh, yeah, the collision shop was closed, so I just talked to, like, the service people. And they're like, oh, yeah, just fucking let's go back and... It's back there. You'll see it.
You take all this pre-workout, you're like, ah, all right.
And he's like, oh. And then I was so hot when I was done, I, like, came into the dealership all red and sweaty, covered in grease, and the guy's like, sit down, get some water. He's like, come on in. The bathroom's over here. There's water in the fridge. I was like, red in the face.
Sliding through the door like Cosmo Kramer.
I was, like, up to my fucking elbows in grease, because I had to, like, reach inside the bumper to get at the fucking, the bolts to get it off. And it was fucking hilarious.
That's good. For a brief period, you were employed at this fucking collision shop.
Yeah, I was just, like, ready to start tearing shit off the truck. Rest of the parts.
That's wild.
Yeah, so I guess we should mention for anybody who's listening in the future that it is July 2021 right now, and not just like truck prices, but vehicle prices in general are like way up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just sold my truck, which was a 2015 Silverado. I bought it with 43,000 miles. I sold it with 78,000 miles for what I paid for it in 2018. It's wild out there right now. You should definitely be getting way more money than that for your truck. And fuck Geico and fuck insurance.
Yeah, so you got this cool Mercedes. You should talk about this.
Oh, it's
you
great.
You should
your
talk
mafia,
about this.
Your mafia
yeah.
vehicle.
Yeah, my Russian mob car. So I made a bold move. I'm trying to beat out the market by buying a $1,500 beater that I've had for about, what's it been, like 3 weeks, a month
yeah,
now?
I think it's been a few, yeah.
Yeah, I paid $1,500 for a 1992 Mercedes-Benz 300E. The sunroof doesn't work. Three out of the four windows work, though. The air conditioning does not work.
Oh, that's bad.
The headlight wipers do not work.
That sucks.
It's just a shame.
Damn.
The single windshield wiper does work. Runs, drives, past inspection. There's nothing wrong with it. It has, like, next to no rust. And if it lasts for 4 months, then it has officially paid for itself.
Nice. Yeah, seriously, because that's four car payments, right?
Yeah. But it's saving me. I paid off my personal loan with the extra money that I made from selling my truck, and then I also no longer have a truck payment, so it's essentially saving me like $650 a month.
It's a good way. It's a good thing to go. I'm driving a Jetta TDI right now. I was lucky enough to buy that off my brother, which he didn't really want to sell it, but he's like, if you need a car, I'll sell you this car.
There we go. There's the conclusion of the story. Wrote back to what I asked when you drove here in the first place. You know, like, how did you get here?
I didn't drive that here. I was dropped off today, but, like, that'll be all sorted up by, like, Tuesday, probably.
I do want to say, though, I am having a blast driving this car. It's just, like, it rides so smooth.
Really?
It rides like a Mercedes. I've only really had trucks, so to have something that's, like, lower to the ground, a little bit more sporty.
An older luxury car. You know, like,
it's a good time.
Yeah, that's cool. They
Those are the worst. But...
Like, that's the thing, was, like, at the time, it was, like, the peak of niceness, you know?
Yeah.
So even now, it's just, you know, it's got the features of a car from, like, 2005.
Right.
You know?
Like,
it's kind of cool.
Yeah, there's no remote start, there's no remote to unlock the doors, but if you unlock the driver's side door, all four doors unlock.
That's cool. Why we couldn't figure that out the one day. Yeah, that's right.
I heard there was a bee's nest
yes.
in the back when you
killed
drove.
Those. There was a bee's nest. This thing was sitting
those
for
bees
like
right
2 years. It was sitting for like 2 years. There was a bee's nest in one of the door jams. I killed that. That wasn't bad.
That
would have
been nerve wracking to drive, I feel like.
Bees!
I mean, they were just kind of like hovering around. They weren't getting into the car, but they were like always milling around outside of the car. So took care of that. It's been to the mechanic a few times. And I had like... $2,000 set aside just to put into repairs, and he's like, it doesn't need anything. So I'm like, all right, well, let's fix the little stupid shit then. So we've just been kind of going back and forth fixing
nice.
Little stuff. And of course now we're having like the coldest summer ever, so we're probably gonna have a terrible winter and I'm gonna be stuck in a rear wheel drive car. But
I've been there, done that.
Fully
you just gotta rock your body
yeah.
a lot when you
yeah.
get stuck in the
it'll
snow.
Be like an S10 all over again.
Yeah, this Jetta is not gonna be good in the snow, but diesel and 40 miles to the gallon,
that's great.
That's great. I don't pay for gas anyway, but my boss would be happy about that.
This is a lot more car talk than we usually have in this podcast. We're diversifying is what we are.
And I'm becoming a car guy, because I just now have to fix... I had this shitty old truck before, and I had to just fix the time.
But, I feel like it died, it was like, or like when you announced that it was told it was like losing like a beloved actor, it was like when Chadwick Boseman died.
Everyone loved that Tacoma. It was the perfect vehicle. If you liked doing shit off-road, this was the vehicle to have, and it was perfect. It had an outlet in the bed. It was fucking four-wheel drive manual, and it was beautiful, and it's dead now.
In post, Roush, you should put some violin music.
The world's smallest.
I'm telling you, it's sad. It hurts.
It's
you
dead
know?
Now.
You feel it on a personal level.
Less... And I'm never going to see its like again.
there's not a lot of manual trucks left in the world, much less like manual cars or.
You can't get Tacoma's anything. Manual anymore.
And especially there's just not a lot of trucks that are that size. You know, everything's all like too big, too wide. You know, a lot of fucking stupid plastic pieces on there. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a good truck.
I'm gonna buy some shitty old Jeep, or maybe like find a beat up version. Because I still have that big off-road bumper, I want to put it on something. So maybe I'll just find something
that's four-wheeler.
Broken. Slowly fix it up. I don't know.
The last thing I want to say before we move on from car things for anybody listening who's like, why the fuck did this idiot buy a 30-year-old Mercedes?
Sure.
Is,
there probably are people wondering that.
Oh, there's probably lots of people. And it still has 152,000 miles approximately when I bought it. The thing about Mercedes, I'm going to say 1995, 1996... is they were reliable luxury because it was when Lexus was just entering into the marketplace. And Lexus is made by Toyota, so obviously that's going to be the most reliable luxury vehicle you can get. But Mercedes' thing before that was making reliable luxury vehicles. These things were taxis in Europe and they're still in service today. They're basically a European Crown Victoria. But then Lexus came in and they're like, hey, fuck you, we're reliable luxury now. So Mercedes was like, well, fuck it, we're just going to be cheap. Your car breaks, it's $1,000 to fix anything that happens.
Right.
Fuck you, but at least it's nice while it lasts. Hope your hood ornament doesn't get stolen, bitch.
I know, there was scratches on there. Somebody did try to take it at one point.
Oh, the little emblem on the front, the bottom part is pried up a little bit. It's not sitting in there how it's supposed to, but... I feel like I'm going to leave your apartment after this podcast and my hood arm is going to be
gone. Son of a bitch! Stupid bad neighborhood. You're in the worst part of this neighborhood right now. This apartment. We were talking about this in the last podcast. This is a totally fine neighborhood other than this particular village. Whatever. I live in squalor. It's fine.
Has anyone been shot around you within the last 12 months?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Not to my knowledge. I'm sure there's crime.
Two blocks, three blocks that way. North of here.
If you go on the whatever, when you're scouting out neighborhoods to move to, there's a crime index,
Yep.
It's very high for it. It's all in the red. But I don't know. I hear sounds and, it could be fireworks. I don't know. I tell myself it's fireworks.
Well, see, because I thought I moved into a safe neighborhood. I'm three blocks away from Mississippi Muds and right by
Park
City, Tonawanda. Somebody gets shot two blocks away from me a month after I move in. There's a shootout. I don't know how it happened. The guy had a handgun. He had an AR-15. He had a shotgun on him. He shot his friend. So then police came and then he tried to run away in his car and he had a shootout with police, crashed into a telephone pole. And,
sounds like some Grand Theft Auto.
Then they took him down and this was literally blocks away from me.
That's wild. So, I feel like your neighborhood is very quiet.
You would think that. And there have been a couple times where Taylor and I will walk Moose and I want to park at night, which you're not really supposed to do, but everybody goes down there anyways. And we've had cars follow us and shit like that.
Oh,
there's,
yeah.
Weird,
you're talking about that story.
Weird
that
encounters. So, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I walk around Delaware Park at night sometimes. I'm alive. Yeah. Definitely a little sketchy.
You think you're safe until you're not.
I don't know. I guess while still on the subject of cars, sort of. I was driving home the other day. This is another topic that's on here. I was driving home the other day, and, I'm driving down, what is the main road, right? So, there's stop signs on all the adjacent roads, but they're not always stop signs. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, I'm driving, casual 30, and a man begins to pull out in front of me. Me, an alert, aware driver of 10-plus years, begins to slow down. And then the man, slams on his brakes, and he, opens up the window, and he starts yelling at me. And I'm what the fuck? what the fuck? I'm driving! I'm in the right! I'm in the
was like this. He was like, don't give me that face. I was like, I'm driving. I got out of there. You know? I got out of there. And I was just like thinking, I don't know. I was like, man, what an asshole. What an asshole this man is. So not only does he fuck up, but he doubles down on it by yelling at me. Yeah. I was like, God damn.
From the, did I tell you guys about the boat situation?
Yes.
Was it on the podcast?
Yeah, I think you talked about it last
year. Yeah, that's basically this guy where he's just like, I fucked up. Instead of apologizing, be a bigger asshole.
Honestly, that's a strategy. Like, that's a strategy. If you could pull that off, you know, you can do that. You can get away with whatever you want.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, God damn. This man is the worst. And the worst part was like a block away from me. So I was like, oh, fuck, is he going to come over and follow me where I park? Whatever. He didn't. I'm alive, you know?
This strategy works for, like, the shortest possible encounters, though. If that encounter goes over, like, 45 seconds...
It's unsustainable.
You can't sustain that, because then you start to get proven wrong, and they're like, ah, whatever.
Yeah.
And you try to walk away.
Yeah, so you triple down on it. Yeah.
Rip your shirt off. I don't know. I don't know how you escalate it any further.
You kill a man. That's when somebody dies.
Yeah, that's what you get for getting cut off by me. Shit.
Fuck, now I've got to hide this body.
Then he does it to himself, you know? Now he's arguing with himself. It's an eternal thing.
Homicide, suicide is what we're looking at here.
That's how you escalated further. Fourth level.
All right, what else we got? I wonder if Paul's on. What do we got? He offered a... Okay, he's not on. Mike, you know what? We're about halfway through the cast here. Why don't you whip out your famous articles?
Here we are.
The most beloved segment on the podcast.
The only segment on the podcast.
The only segment on the podcast.
It's true.
Except for that time that Lucas did the animes.
Ooh. Yeah, that's true. I did recently listen to that.
Wait, he would do animes. Oh, he had his little article.
He did his own articles, which are very derivative of yours. So just as a refresher, because maybe it's been a while since some people listened to this.
4 years.
That's good. How many you got today? Like three?
I got four.
All right, so he's got four articles. Three of them are real articles that he summarized, and one of them is completely, like, fabricated.
Yeah, that he summarized.
Yes, that he summarized. The summarization is key, because they're
I'm
all
not
in
reading
his,
full articles.
They're all in his words. So that's still, true. You know, it's... we have to pick out the fake.
Some punny headlines when appropriate.
Yeah, yeah. He's putting his own little sauce on there.
So the first one, snake under my bed. A Georgia woman thought she found a piece of fuzz under her bed, bed. When Trisha Witcher and her husband were going to bed, she went to pick up the fuzz. It turned out to be a baby snake. And under her bed were 16 of its siblings and its mother. The husband used a grabber to place them in a bag and release them by a nearby creek.
Okay.
So,
grabber.
A lot of snakes.
Snakes in the bed.
Yes. DC the Musical. So after the success of Marvel's Spider-Man, DC's getting into Broadway shows. The plan is to have Batman, The Return of Joker, in New York City on Broadway in fall of 21. While in Toronto, the play Superman, Last Son of Krypton... hits that stage, and then they will switch after 6 months' residencies.
Okay, so DC the Musical. I can't summarize that in a punny way.
Are you a Hawaiian goat? Hawaii has a large goat population, and the Department of Land and Natural Resources have a unique solution. Goats are being rounded up on the islands and to be distributed via a random lottery on July 28th. Winners of the lottery can take between 20 to 50 goats.
These are wild goats?
They're not farm goats, but...
So you know, they're feral goats.
But goats are invasive to Hawaii, so...
Yeah,
you know.
Feral goats.
Double winner, North Carolina woman purchased two lottery tickets with identical numbers, and Susan Gray ended up winning the Carolina Cash 5 drawing on both tickets, having to split the winnings with herself. Her numbers were her birthday.
So she got... 40 to 100 goats.
No, this is a different lottery.
Damn.
All right. Okay. I thought that was the same story. Why did you get two lottery tickets with the same...
It's an accident that she got it, but identical numbers being her birthday.
Okay. All right. So just to run back through, we got snakes under the bed.
Snakes under the bed. DC the musical. Musicals. Hawaiian goat lottery.
Hawaiian goat lottery and regular double lottery.
Dude, Hawaiian goat lottery is a great band name.
Put it in there.
Shit. said I'd go see that. I'll go. I'll leave this podcast to go see Hawaiian Gold Lottery. I don't even know what they're doing. Okay.
I have no idea which one I think is fake. I just want to point out that Mike said Crick instead of Creek, and he said Hawaii instead of Hawaii.
I noticed both of those things.
Yeah. I couldn't let that just...
Another thing, thing that I noticed is I listened to the Avengers episode that we did recently after I listened recently to the Avengers episode that we did after Endgame, and you pronounced Thanos and Thanos intermittently, just to cover your bases.
I don't want to offend anyone. I don't know which one it is. I do that.
What is it?
I think it's Thanos. I say Thanos.
They say Thanos in the fucking movie. That's what it is. It's canon.
All right.
Yeah, that's what Bruce says.
I'm jumping on the man for something that he said for 2 years ago, so I'm on one. But okay, so I think if I'm going with the fake one, it's the DC musicals.
I would agree
because that sounds like something that
that's
you would
a
make
that's
up.
A Mike that's a Mike yeah, article yeah. right there.
I'm going with Hawaiian Goat Lottery.
I want that one to be real.
That one is real.
Yes,
it is the DC musical.
Of course,
I thought that sounded the most plausible though because
it did,
there
though.
Was
it did.
You know Broadway Spider-Man.
Yeah, it could be real.
There is a Broadway
Spider-Man. Who knows? Yeah, I predicted the future with these once or twice.
Right.
So maybe that will happen.
Dark Horse article was the snakes. I was on the fence about that. Because it was just kind of unassuming, you know?
Yeah, I feel like that's not a crazy story, but I found it online, and I'm like, that sounds crazy. But I'm going to assume that happens a lot in, like, Georgia, where you just got, like, critters running in your house, and you got to deal with that shit.
It's close enough to Florida that, like,
exactly.
Yeah,
what
right.
gave you away was bringing up a Superman musical in addition. Nobody gives a fuck about Superman. Yeah. Batman, if you just left it at the Batman and the Joker one, I would have been more whatevered. I would have been more stumped.
So too many details.
Too many details. It's just, like, nobody gives a fuck about Superman, though, you know?
What do you do with,
sucks.
What do you do with these goats if you won the lottery?
I don't
just
know.
Just keep them on your farm there. Use them to mow your
lawn. Use them
to
mow lawn or goat milk.
I'd like to get some goats.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to escape again, and like in 2 years, Hawaii's going to have the same problem.
Right? Well, I think the idea is that you don't live on Hawaii with these goats. They're
but
given
for,
to other people, aren't they?
It's for like tourists, maybe residents. I don't know. Why else would I be like getting, like I'm going to go to Hawaii to get 20 goats?
No, they can ship goats on a fucking boat.
Okay, this is probably going to be dumb. But this also might have happened in the show Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley?
Silicon Valley.
I don't know. Silicon?
Yeah.
Yell at me.
Silicon Those Valley. Are two different things. You know the distinction.
I don't care. I don't know. Whatever. Okay. But I feel like, didn't they have, like didn't at Google at one point get, like, goats to, like, mow their lawn?
Yeah.
That's
a
real
thing
that happened.
That was a real
that
thing.
That wasn't Gavin Belson in that
no,
TV show.
Google hired people, hired this guy with a herd of goats to come over periodically and goat their lawn. Because it's, like, a green way to fucking... And it's a weird and fun thing to do. I don't know.
Silicon Valley.
That sounds like a fucking porn store.
The land of breast augmentations.
That's fair. All right, successful articles, you know. That's a fan favorite segment.
All right.
I'm glad.
We were trying to do another segment, too, where Melonhead eats a lot of food, crazy food every week.
Yeah.
And
nice.
I had one locked in. But I missed the opportunity, so it will
when
be...
This was sprung upon.
Did
next
you
week? Got one. All
right. I have had it. I don't want to spoil it, but you're going to not like it.
Perfect.
But it's a candy, so, you know, I'll tell you that. I'll tease that amount.
That's good.
Hopefully I can obtain it between now and then. I don't know. Whatever. That's
I'll
all
say.
I'll say.
I've got a couple back pocket things to do, you know. So...
I'm never good at these articles. I'm still mad about the Illinois school that sent the kids home so they could look at the eclipse, but they didn't want them to look at the eclipse because it's bad for your eyes.
That was real, right? That one.
Yeah, that was the real one.
Yeah.
And we both said that was fake.
Yeah. There's been a...
I love that people play along with it at home.
There's been a renewed interest in this podcast, you know?
Yeah.
Evan's been listening to it. Christina's been listening to it. There's been people, you know? It's been coming.
Heather probably still
coming back
to
through.
It.
I've been listening to it, but that's never stopped. I've just been...
two new viewers. Yeah.
I know we have an itinerary, but I just want to say something extremely controversial. I never understood the point of podcasts until, like, last year.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, it's a very casual thing. You really need to just be at your wit's end with nothing to do. And you're like, you know what? I'll let somebody else talk.
I still don't get the point of podcasts, and I'm in one. So.
Dude, you do a lot of driving, though. Like, they're perfect for
driving.
Because then you just feel like, you feel like you're being kept company when you're driving. You're like, Bill Burr's talking to me right now. You fucking idiot.
I drive in silence most of the time.
That's
I just sit there and I listen to the sound of my car.
Are you a serial killer?
I thought I was like, weird.
Maybe that's why
I
just fucking
radio,
crashed
but...
my car. Time to die!
He He's got a job as a hitman. That's why he's driving alone.
Oh, that makes sense.
He needs your car.
Yeah.
Apparently.
That's true. Yeah. That's funny.
But until I started a data entry job.
Silicone.
Until I started a data entry job where I wasn't on the phones and I was just sitting there all day and started getting like distracted by music and stuff like that, I was like, now I understand podcasts. Mm-hmm. Now I get it.
Yes.
I have nothing to do for 8 hours at a time and nothing to listen to. Let's listen to some idiot's bullshit for an hour and a half.
There's a lot of cool like aspects of podcasts that you don't get out of like other mediums because they're like, they can be like super current and like topical, and you can get that aspect out of it too, you know, like a celebrity that you follow reacting to a situation, you know, that you're also going through, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I like listening to Bill Burr's takes on sports as it happens. And then on his podcast, he plays episode from 7 years ago, like, on his Thursday one. Like, he'll replay it, you know? He'll do, like, 30 minutes of fresh content and then an old episode. And it's really funny listening to his 7-year-old sports takes because they are god-awful. But so are mine. Like, I remember at one point on the podcast, I was like, Pat Mahomes is going to be washed. He wound up, like, winning a Super Bowl, like, the next year. So,
hey, we're, I don't know. It could still happen.
Yeah,
it could still happen.
I could still be right.
Because he only won the one so far.
I tell you what, I was listening to that Avengers podcast that I was just talking about, and legitimately almost every single thing that you said was true, Mike. Talking to you.
Oh, what did I say?
I don't know. Just like, so after Endgame.
Kind of listen to that episode.
After Endgame, yeah. After Endgame, there was like, you know, a kind of a lack of content for a while. That was the end of the phase. So we kind of just went real big with the predictions.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually can lead into another thing that I forgot to write on there. We could talk about Loki after this.
Oh, yes.
But like literally almost every single thing that you said was like correct. It was pretty wild.
Cool.
So, did anybody watch Loki? No?
I still have not watched.
All right.
I've seen all.
Leave the room. Can we spoil it? Do you care?
Go ahead.
All right. Okay. All right.
There's an alligator Loki.
There's an
alligator.
Yeah.
So. That's all you need to know, really.
Spoiler alert!
Croc, you bot.
Yeah. Was that from
Kung and Morty?
Oh, Croc, you bot. Yeah. Mm. I was thinking of what's that kung fu parody?
Kung Pao?
No.
Oh God. Triceratops.
Yeah, Triceratops.
What was that?
What?
Kung Fury.
Yeah, it's right? Kung Fury.
That's not on Netflix anymore. Yeah, side note, I'm very disappointed. Yeah. I can't find it anywhere.
There's a song like the main theme is sung by David Hasselhoff. It's ridiculous. Yeah, the Triceratops is one of the guys. Thank you. Thank
Adding
you.
It to the list, right up there with Velocipaster and Rubber.
Velocipaster.
Rubber. Oh my God.
Piranaconda.
I forgot about Rubber.
Piranaconda.
God, that's good too. Holy shit. All right, so we're going to talk about Loki a little bit. You know, we're going to get into it. So the whole thing is, it's, you know, it's they, like, the past couple shows have been dealing with, like time travel and everything, like, kind of expanding after Endgame and all that. Like, they've, like, softballed in the idea of, like, Nexus beings and everything like that. And now Loki, like, deals with, like, variants, you know? So, like, there's this sacred timeline they have to adhere to, and, like, if you aren't on there, you're, like, a variant and you need to be, like, expelled. Why is my cat whining? We got a guest on the podcast.
Your cat's a variant.
Goddamn variant. But anyway, so like Loki is a variant in this, and so like blah blah blah, you know, they're just trying to hunt down another variant Loki, and then like, you know, they get to the end of their journey, and then here's the big thing. I don't know if you want to, this is good. So they like basically introduce like the next big bad for like the next phase is Kang the Conqueror.
They still haven't named him that.
They haven't named him that.
I'm sure it is him,
but he's Jonathan Weathers is his name, and he's listed as the like Kang the Conqueror in other like Shang-Chi or Shang. I don't know how you pronounce his name.
Shang-Chi.
That's how Kevin.
Is he gonna be in that?
Yeah, he's like on the cast.
Okay,
so it's probably gonna be like variants of him and stuff like that. But I don't know. So what's your takes? What's your takes on this? I kind of gave a lot of exposition there.
I have a fucking take.
Yeah,
I have a fucking take.
Take me away.
Number one, I've never liked Owen Wilson in anything else more than I've liked him in this.
It was weird.
It was a surprise seeing him at first, but then I was like, you know what? He's actually, like, really good in this. Like,
was,
I really liked him.
So it was like a semi-serious, it was like a semi-serious role, but also, like, enough space to be comedic, you know? It was good. It was good for him. The mustache was a little off-putting, not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, well, I think one of the things is there weren't many bright spots for me when I was at Geico, but one of them was my manager. His name was Doug Page, so if he listens to this, shout out Doug Page.
Bless you, Doug Page.
Owen Wilson in that reminded me a lot of him. They have, like, a very similar personality. But my hot take is 6 episodes, he did not say wow one time.
Seriously.
What? The fuck? He probably wouldn't have taken the role if there was a wow in the script for him.
Yeah, it probably was.
But I was hoping that they would either introduce him or just cap off the entire thing with him just going, wow.
Watching the timeline all like diverge. Wow. It's a lot of branches.
Mike, you got any hot takes?
Not really hot takes. I don't know. More just like questions, and I can't believe they kind of ended on a cliffhanger, especially since it's not going to be like till January of 23 when they pick it back up.
Yeah.
It'll be like more, there'll be more appearances of Kang between now and then, though.
Yeah, but so I also want to know what's going on with Loki. Like, does this mean that he is like established? Is he going to be in Thor down the line? Like, that's kind of what I want to ask.
Yeah, sure he is.
Well, he's dead in the
Hulk. He's dead, though.
In the main sacred
timeline. This is the Loki that takes the Tesseract.
It's Loki.
Well, yeah, but
he's gonna be alive. That's his fucking thing.
Probably. I mean, I don't know. But just
some
of the highlights.
Thing. I've always said
some of the highlights and memes that came from Loki were the best thing I think about.
I've seen a lot of the memes.
So
I basically got that whole thing. And you know what? You guys didn't spoil anything for me because I got that all from the memes.
So if you spend any time on Reddit, you know everything is spoiled.
The best one. At the end of the fourth episode, when Loki gets pruned and then wakes up, the post-credit scene, and it's the other Lokis that are trying to help him, they did an Owen Wilson meme where he wakes up, and it's like him from Starsky and Hutch, Lightning McQueen, I think his character from Zoolander, like just different characters he's played being like, we're here to save you.
That's good. Yeah, all the variant Lokis are pretty ridiculous. The fucking, the crocodile one was just
bonkers. How are you, I don't understand how they can be different animals and different forms if they're still the same person.
Like, different timelines. Rick and Morty logic.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so there's some major variants at the beginning where, like, you know, you're because, boy or girl are here at conception.
Well, yeah, but the idea, the idea behind that theory of space-time is that any feasible possibility
exists.
Is possible. Everything, every possibility exists. So there is a possibility where there was an alternate Earth where crocodiles developed sentience and grew hair and whatever and became, and one of them, or whatever, you know, Asgard or whatever.
Sure, but shouldn't they have been, like, captured right away? Like, the little girl Loki didn't get targeted until she was a child. Why wasn't she targeted way earlier in the timeline?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. You really can't lock in on specifics, you know?
Yeah. Well,
like you kinda, I think the reason
Rick
why
and Morty
they...
Logic.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite episodes of Rick and Morty, by the way, is the snake one, where there's the snake in space, and Morty gets out of the thing, and he's like, there's nothing out here. And Rick's like, there's literally everything out here.
Everything is in space.
Everything is in space. He's like, what is that? Is it a space snake? He's like, yes, there's space. Everything is out here. But sorry, what I was saying was... The reason, snake jazz.
Snake jazz.
The reason why they put that in there, I think, is just to like establish that like legitimately there's that many timelines. You know, like sure, there's old man Loki who's just basically the Loki that we're seeing, but like took different paths after. You know, and then like so that's a similar one. Or there's like Sylvie who's sort of similar to Loki, I guess, in person. And then there's a fucking alligator Loki.
There's alligator Loki. Yeah, yeah. There's kid Loki. There's big giant black Loki.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I don't understand how some of this is happening, but okay. It was still
just
fun.
Different alternate people. Essentially, they're different people, but they all filled the same role as Loki.
From Marvel's perspective, that's like, I mean, obviously, this is all like based off of the comics.
I think
stuff.
This is going to be leading into a lot of Doctor Strange fun stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. I can't wait for that.
Well, yeah, the name of the movie is Multiverse of Madness.
And that's going to tie both this and WandaVision in.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be
right.
In.
Yeah.
I want a fucking another proper Hulk movie.
That's maybe you get She-Hulk.
Yeah, they're doing She-Hulk.
What She-Hulk?
Mark Ruffalo.
I want Hulk.
I don't know why they can't produce a good Hulk movie. I didn't think that.
I mean,
a
She-Hulk movie would
bad.
Be cool too, but it's got to feature Hulk.
It's happening.
He'll be in
it's
it.
It's gonna be on Disney+.
No, but
Plus.
I don't want him to just be in it. He's just in Thor. He's just in every other movie. I want a central Hulk movie.
I
with
agree.
Mark
They're bringing back Abomination, which is wild because he hasn't been in the MCU in like fucking 10 years. He's just been gone, and they're getting the same guy.
I think at some point we'll get Red Hulk. Because Ross
that'd
is
be cool.
in it, and he is Red Hulk.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So, that's
going
to happen.
Yeah, it seems like they're going that way. Like, maybe there'll be, like, a She-Hulk movie or something. Oh, is Paul in here?
He said something about it might be...
He said, hey. All right, well, let's see what we got. Hey! This is quiet.
Can you do it on speaker?
Hold on, yeah, let me get on speaker. How about now? Try
am I on the thing?
Yeah, you're on the thing. you're on the thing. All right.
All right, let me put it on speaker.
That's a good call.
I got some calls with me here.
Oh, you are cocking.
Well, for the viewers, Paul's on a ship. in, I don't even know.
In the high seas.
Yeah, he's on the high seas right now.
I'm docked in Florida, but yeah.
He's on the low seas. He's in the low
seas. It's pretty shallow.
He's on the seas. So, we've been boozing, or have you been boozing, is the question.
Yeah, I've been boozing.
That's good.
The bars was open at 7, but I got a bottle of wine at 5, and I drank the entire thing for dinner.
Drank a bottle of wine for
That's
dinner.
That's good. That's badass.
Yep. It's a salad. The line for the food was too long. Mm.
I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, I guess we gotta pick one.
Wine is really just like a fruit salad, anyways.
That's true. Yeah.
Liquid fruit salad.
Exactly.
So you have any special guests in stock?
Yeah, we got some real special guests.
Why don't you introduce the squad here?
All right. All right. Hi, Leah. Hello, everybody. This is Julian.
What's up?
Argentina.
Welcome. This is Rowdy Rouse and the Boys.
Rowdy Rouse, the international episode.
Yeah.
Yes, the international episode. Here we are.
Welcome. So, what do you got? Yes. You got any hot takes?
Hey, what's up, buddy? I'm from Ukraine. How are you, mate?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Vados.
My name is Vados.
This is awesome.
I like beer, bass, and girls.
Hell yeah, man.
Perfect.
Cool.
That wasn't an over-exaggerated accent.
I definitely heard some coaching from the sidelines. What's that?
Anyway. Beer, bass, and girls.
Like I'm on an episode of Below Deck.
Yeah, except a more real version. From what I've heard of that show, it's absolute garbage.
Probably completely staged, but still.
Yeah. Although Wiggins was supposed to be on his way here about 20 minutes ago. I've yet to see him.
Son of a bitch. Wiggins is an Australian man. But just a glory.
He has his own podcast, actually, so maybe he doesn't want to make an appearance on yours.
Damn, we should cross over.
You can do a...
Let me
crossover episode.
Let me call on his podcast. Maybe people will think my accent's cool.
Well, he's got a dude from the U.S. and dude from the U.K. and him from Australia. That's their thing.
Damn.
So you wouldn't be that cool.
Yeah, that's considered cool.
Are you sure those guys aren't from Canada? Why do all their A's sound so weird?
Hard A's.
A. You sound like Carolyn there, right?
Yeah.
What, Phoenix?
Paul, you got any hot takes?
Yeah, you got any hot takes?
Hot takes on what?
I don't know, whatever you got.
Oh, man, they just opened the bars and everything for us here, so we're, no hot takes on anything. We're fucking happy, getting hammered.
Any Loki takes?
Yeah, did you watch Loki?
Oh, I do, yeah, I just watched, the first, like, 3 episodes
today. Didn't finish them yet?
Well, we just talked about it.
Well, yeah, the last one just came out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
Well, we did, so don't listen to this podcast. We're getting meta again.
Yeah, I think on your last one you said you were going to talk about Loki, but then you didn't, which was good because I hadn't seen any of them at that point.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of the first 3 episodes?
I was pretty skeptical on the first one. Like, kind of the themes and everything that they were pushing, but then like it grew on me a lot.
Yeah.
So far, as it's going.
I feel like every episode, like, ended in a cliffhanger, especially, like, those first 3. Like, the third one is when they're on that planet or whatever, right? Is that what it is? Yeah, that was pretty
ridiculous. Yeah, so maybe I'm on the fourth one, I guess, now.
Yeah.
Halfway through. But, yeah, I like how all of the Disney Plus, like, the Marvel things so far, the Marvel shows are so drastically different. And this one's more like the cosmic vibe, like, you were getting at the end of, like, all the, you know, an Endgame and everything, where they're meeting up people from different planets and shit, you know?
Yeah.
It's way more along those lines, which is cool. But at the same time, it's, like, 2012 Loki, who's still an asshole.
I know. That was, like, a weird adjustment process at the beginning. I thought that, too. I was like, man, Loki's, like, being weird right now, but, like, I forgot that it's, like, fucking, you know, like, that version of him.
Asshole Loki.
Not, like, the 2020
one. They kind of, like, compensated it by, like, showing him his life, you know?
Yeah.
That he would become, like, less of an asshole and then die. You got to see all that, which probably would fuck you up, I would imagine.
That's fair.
Dude, I can't be good for anybody.
Well, shit. Well, definitely listen to, definitely watch the rest of that before you listen to this podcast, because we just had like a 10-minute Loki
thing. That's good advice.
All right, well, we're gonna let you go, unless you got anything else.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Maybe if, Wiggins comes, no, that's a bad idea. Maybe hammered.
That's the kind of content I want, actually.
Over. I'm just gonna call you later.
All right. All right, see ya. Paul Rappold, everybody. From the boat.
I do have one topic.
Yeah, Mike's got one topic. That, I was not ignoring it. I was making my
I wanted to like get your opinions on. So, match with a girl on Bumble. And,
oh, Bumble.
Yeah. So, I want to stress this. In her picture, she did not look like I thought she was going to look in person.
We're going down this one.
That's like the typical thing, though. That's
but here's
like
the thing.
Case.
It wasn't that like I was getting catfished. I show up to meet her, get drinks, whatever. She looks like Alyssa. Of Suave and Alyssa.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, this is weird. I'm not just going to leave the date, though. I'm talking to her, and she acts like Alyssa. You know how, like, Alyssa will do, like, the little hand to her chest thing? If, like, she's, like, if you're making fun of her or something, she'll be like, Evan, stop. We're best friends. Like, you know how she does that?
Did you ask this girl if she had any sisters?
Because at one point, I'm like, this is weird. You remind me of my friend's girlfriend. Like, do you have any family in Rochester? Like, are you guys cousins? And I'm like, I show her a picture of Alyssa. She's like, oh, I do see it. I'm like, I need to take a picture of you and send it to everyone in my Snapchat who knows Alyssa.
You did do this.
So,
but how did you broach that subject?
Like, I just said exactly what I just said. I'm
realized,
like, I need
I
to
realize
know.
We're on a date, but I'm gonna make a mockery of this and send a picture of you.
She was down for it.
That's fucked. You should have left right then. That's a crazy person.
Well, I decided to not see her again because of the Alyssa likeness. I don't want people to think that I want to date Alyssa. And it was just weird.
That
like,
is just too weird.
It's too weird. But yeah. The best part is Suave, the girl who date or the guy who dates this girl, is like, that looks like a beer sister. So I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Then it's clear that you look like her.
That's a good reason to break it off, though. I could see.
That
so like,
yeah, that's a Seinfeld thing, honestly.
Yeah.
That would happen
so
in Seinfeld.
So would you ever date someone that looked like one of your friend's girlfriends?
No, too much. You know, it's the same thing. Like, you can't date anybody that has your mom's name. You know,
yep.
Or like any of your sister. That's just too weird.
Yeah.
You know, it's you got to draw the line somewhere. Even if it's like an arbitrary, like it could be a totally fine person. You know, but there can't be the similarities just because of the implication. You know, it's the implication because, you know, you're like, oh, why are you dating somebody with your mom's name? You got one of those Oedipus complexes or something? And it's like, no, this is just a person who happens to have my mom's name, you know, but you can't. You can never get past that. You just got to cut that right off right ahead of time, you know.
My mom's got a mom name. Barbara.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have to worry about her name.
Probably not a lot
of
your mom's got a mom name.
Yeah, Tammy.
Yeah, you probably won't have to worry about
it. I haven't encountered it, so it's fine.
I don't know if I've ever met another Cheryl that isn't my mom's age.
Yeah.
Cheryl's another mom name.
Yeah.
Luckily, we're all good. I haven't encountered it yet either.
Would you date girls that have the same name as past girlfriends?
Yeah.
Or is that weird?
No, that's fine. No. That's fine. I don't care about that.
I'm dating somebody named Aaron. One letter off of my name.
That's weird. You know, we there's these, you know him too, Tony... Tony Barifato used to be in Learning to Kill My Parents, married Tony Lamantia, and now they're just both named Tony Barifato.
Yes! Fuck!
Are those two guards?
No.
Oh, yeah. Those are like a band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because there were two Tonys at, like three Tonys at Derps or something.
Yeah.
And one of them was a girl Tony.
Which also happens to be the name of the guy who owns Mississippi Mud. So every time I hear the name Tony Barifato, I just think
that's
of
crazy.
An
there's
old,
multiple
sweaty Italian guy.
There's at least three Tony Barifatos. Too many of them
in NT.
That's wild.
Yep.
That's fucked. That's a crazy coincidence. Was that all? That was that everything in there?
Oh,
what was
that?
That's it
for me. Here, let
everything.
Me look.
I think that was probably everything.
Oh shit! What page
that's wild though. The multiple Tony.
I assume the last one.
I don't know. I shouldn't have closed this. There's like a lot
I think
of
I
random
had,
notes
I think
in
I
here.
Had one. Yeah, it's
here we are. Rouse is a Tumblr.
Oh, yeah, we could talk about this really quick.
Fuck up, double down.
Yeah.
No, we just talked about that.
Fuck up, double down. It sounds like a sandwich.
It does. I was thinking. I was
that is the real
you
thing.
You got
the double
jackass
down.
And you as a Tumblr.
Okay, yeah, these are just the two little quick things. I'll talk about the beer jackass thing really quick. So on my beer page, I'm on this beer trade page, and every year on 716 Day, everyone just posts beer for free. And as long as you post something, you can like jump in. They're like raffles, basically. Like you can just jump in for free. So it winds up being like this really cool like beer trade thing, you know, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like a natural thing. And so like I posted something, didn't win shit, but this guy wins it, and he's like, hey man, like, I'll come pick it up tomorrow. I'm like, hell yeah. So I sit around all morning yesterday. The man doesn't show up. I'm like, were you coming? He's like, sorry, I got a sick kid. I'm like, all right. Don't have kids. Like, that's your first mistake. But he's like, all right, I'll come by tomorrow morning. So Sunday morning comes around, and he's like, sorry, man, I got a sick kid. I'm like, I know you had a sick kid yesterday. Why did you suggest that you were going to come here today if you still got the sick kid? I sat around. I waited for you, man. So, anyways, he's like, sorry, man, you know, it is what it is. I'm like, I'm giving you this. This is a free thing. This, I don't have to do any of this, you know? And so now he's like, fucking, I don't know, he's just still fucking me around. And it's like, you know what? I'm just...
It's over by now.
Yeah,
they're gone.
I'm about to just drink these beers, you know? I don't
they're
want
gone.
To. That's why I gave him away.
Send a video of you drinking the beers to this guy.
Yeah. You got 24 hours. It's like, I'll mail him the bottle caps.
One at a time.
Yeah.
Don't even drink it. Yeah. Fill yourself pouring one out. Yeah.
Now that sounds like something that would be like Dennis would do on Sunny.
That's funny.
To just like piss off.
Here's the thing,
somebody.
Too. Check this out. I actually have like multiples of all of these, so I could just like pour one out and then still give like still satisfy the whole order too. That's funny. That's funny, dude. I could send him a video of that.
You gotta have like a haunted face on when you do it too.
Yeah.
Super serious.
You have 24 hours until I pour out the next one. I wasn't even going this direction. This is phenomenal.
Time is running out, Batman.
Better buy your kids some Robitussin. That's great. And then the last thing, the Tumblr thing. I've established this reputation recently as a Tumblr, and I can tell you exactly why. So I fall. I'm a faller now. You know, it used to be like, oh, it's just like when I'm drunk, I'll fall out of things. But like, even... You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I just fall out of things now, you know? And I can tell you what it is. I can tell you why. It's because I've had a desk job for the last 4 years, and I've lost all my coordination. I used to be supremely coordinated for a fact.
Yeah, it's true.
Now I'm nothing. Now I'm just a blob. Now I'm just the human equivalent of pudding, you know? But I'm trying to reverse the Tumblr thing. I'm trying to back off, you know? Having successful physical endeavors where I don't fall down. And every time I don't fall down, I'm going to make it known that I didn't fall down.
Just got out of bed!
Yeah. So people can even be like, oh, goddamn. Like, maybe those were just, like, outlying circumstances.
Rouse went through his tumbling period.
Yeah. Those are my tumbling days, you know? Those are behind me. I'm not tumbling anymore, dude.
You know what you gotta do to fix the tumbling problem? You gotta get yourself a balance beam. Just put it right in the middle of the floor there, and every time you walk past it, you have to walk on.
Most of it is drunk stuff. It's mostly drunk things. But I am a tumbler. If there's a chance for me to fall down, I'm probably gonna.
It actually makes a lot of sense that having a desk job for that long would do that to you. I won't get into the physiology on the podcast, but I would recommend getting a sit-stand desk.
I would. Yours is cool, dude. With the P has a button. You press the button, and it goes... Like a fucking transformer.
Yep.
Sounds like there's hydraulics in that bad boy.
Yeah. So I was looking on Amazon. I was looking at 47-inch desks and 55-inch desks because I have a laptop and two monitors. So, and they're both like 22-inch monitors, so I have a lot that have to fit on this desk. And the 55-inch desks that weren't sit-stand were in like the $150 range for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
This thing was $180, so I was like, why would I not do that?
Mm-hmm.
For $30 more, instead of like buying a desk and then buying the thing that you put on the desk to lift and lower
the pretty good price for
monitors and stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you want, I can send you the link to that. But
you should. Yeah,
I've made it a game now, and every Teams meeting we have, I put on a different background, and at some point in the meeting, I will raise my desk, and then I will slowly get up with the desk so that nobody notices that I'm moving the desk up. Or moving it back down.
You can do like that classic stairs thing with the desk where it just goes. I would totally fuck around.
I would hit the button on the desk and just watch my face sink down.
Yeah,
in
just
the video.
Remain the same. And it's just
and
the
then
poof
like
of
people
hair.
People are like, wait, what? And then you pop up. Oh, sorry.
That's pretty fucking great.
Yeah, the longer.
Or the opposite. Let it just go down until all you can see is your stomach.
That's good. That's rich.
Well, the longer my tenure at this company lasts, the more daring I'm going to get with my sit-stand.
I want this shirt
sure.
In the first Teams meeting that I'm in. In the first Teams meeting. I want you wearing this shirt.
You know what? Jill was wearing something similar to this.
Why can't you wear
a couple
that,
days
you know?
Ago? So, I mean, I guess it's really not off limits. Like,
right. Yeah.
One of, like, the head guys in our department just wears a sleeveless shirt every day.
And... He wore that sleeveless shirt in my interview.
Yeah.
I was calling him out on it. I think this is why I got the job.
Oh, they love calling him out. If they're not calling him out for the shirt, especially because they say, like, he doesn't work out anymore. So they're like, why are you still wearing that? You didn't even lift. They'll call him out for going golfing all the time. So the more you call him out, apparently, the better, the more liked you are at this company.
That's good. Maybe I think that's why I got the job. Because it was a panel interview. It was, like, my future boss and then this guy, who I'm assuming is her boss.
Yep.
And he wasn't... Oh, Kat's guesting on the podcast again. He was wearing a sleeveless shirt, and she's like, oh, I see you wearing another sleeveless. He's like, yeah, I get really sweaty. I'm like, oh, yeah, you got those sweaty upper arms. He's like, yeah, you caught me. And then after that, it was just like, the ice is broken. Yep. I passed the charisma check, is what it was.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, they straight up told me in my interview, they're like, we don't care what you know. We just want to make sure that you're, like, you fit in with the team.
Sweet. That's going to be tomorrow. We're going to be professionals.
Both of them are going to show up wearing tuxedos. And,
yeah. We're going to interview as a team.
You wore tuxedos to a job interview that requires you to clean toilets.
Can we get any sort of souvenir?
Am I getting ketchup?
I've been doing this job for 2 weeks now, and I just want to say that I still don't know why I do what I do. I just know to do the things and fill in the boxes. And
I've been doing that for the last 4 years. People are like, what do you do? And I'm like, I barely know.
Yeah. You're in the imports and exports stuff. Yeah. That is George Costanza, because that's what that is.
As soon as I get a desk in the office, I'm putting up a Vandalay
you
poster.
Got it. You got it.
Vandalay imports and exports.
Import chips, export diapers. Done.
But I know that I import stuff, but I don't know, like... Why am I the one filling this stuff out? Like, we're just essentially a middleman.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, helping get it into the country, but I'm like, this stuff is all really easy. Like, why don't they just do it? But then you see all the emails that go back and forth, and, like, nobody knows what the fuck they're doing, so it kind of makes sense.
Wild. Yep. Your whole job description is that you're trained to fill in paperwork.
Basically.
You're trained how to fill in this paperwork.
That's what I was doing for the last 4 years.
That's what I did at the VA.
Vagina Association.
Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
A lot of paperwork there.
A lot of paperwork.
All right, well, I think we're gonna wrap this bad boy. Any closing thoughts?
Horse penis.
Nice. All right. Fuck off.